You are listening to the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program on KDNK Community Radio. My name is Adele Kraft, and I am in the studio right now with four radio rock stars, Beth Weisong, Ash Bomfock, Zenobia Todd, and Andy McMichael. Say hello.
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 Hello. Thank you so much for being here. We are here on this very special occasion because three of you, excluding Beth, are graduating this year, and all three of you are very special, dedicated, longtime ASYEP DJs. So we thought it was only fitting to get you in the room together to talk about your experience with ASYEP as we pass you off into the next stage of your life. And if there's crying in this recording, that's okay. It's par for the course. I'll probably cry. I was wondering if you could start by going around and introducing yourselves, talk about how long you've been in the program and how you got involved, and maybe just tell listeners a little bit about yourself outside of the program too. Andy, do you want to start?
Hi, I'm Andy McMichael. I think the math added up to 8 years I've been in the program. I go to Roaring Fork High School. I play baseball and I go mountain biking, skiing, and just anything active outdoors.
Awesome. Zenobia?
I'm Zenobia, and I go to Glenwood Springs High School, and I think I've also been doing the program for around 8 years, and I also like to do active things outside. Yeah, go skiing and hiking and rafting and stuff.
Great. Ash?
Hi, my name's Ash Bomfock. I've been doing it same time, about 8 or 9 years, and I go to Rolling Fork High, and outside of this, I run Amped Magazine, and I go skiing and hang out with friends, go skateboarding, just do active things and social things.
I am Beth Weisong, and I have been involved with ASYEP for about 13, 14 years, and I had the privilege of watching these three wonderful humans evolve through the program, and I believe I helped to train them as DJs and then got to watch them grow up through the program. So I'm grateful to be here just to hear their story.
Thank you, Beth, and thank you to all three of you. I thought we could start today by talking a little bit about when you first got involved in the program. So take yourself back to your 9, 10, 11, 12-year-old versions of Andy, Zenobia, and Ash. And let's chat for a minute about how you initially got involved in the program, what got you in the door, and then kind of walk us through what one of those early shows would have sounded like. What kind of music did you play? Did you have a DJ name? What did you feel like walking into the studio? Were you nervous? Were you excited? Andy?
My dad got me involved. I think he's a big KDNK listener, and so he got me involved. I'd say when I first started, I did a lot of Beatles music, just like everyone else, and I've evolved from that, I'd say.
What did it feel like to be little Andy at KDNK for the first couple times?
Definitely cool. There's a lot of records and stuff on the walls. It's pretty cool to look at.
I'll just chime in here and say that you've always been very organized. You always came in with your set list ready to go, and it was perfectly timed. You always had the perfect amount of music to fill about 58 minutes. And you always had a theme or a genre that you were working towards. So it was very well curated. You've always been very organized. Is that true in outside of this world?
I'd say less so recently. But yeah, I still get just perfectly 58 minutes of music when I do my shows.
Can you tell us your DJ name?
My DJ name's Andy, but my show name is FM with AM Show, which could either be funky music with Andy McMichael or, radio wave, something like that. It's up for interpretation.
Awesome. Thank you, Andy. Zenobia?
I remember, actually, my very first show was with one of my mom's friends, Fitz, and she brought me in with her daughter. And then I think I didn't do radio for a little while because I was really young when I did that show. And then I came back in when I was in fifth and sixth grade. And it was definitely scary but it was really cool. And I remember I did it with one of my friends. And I was very, like, when I started not having people, like, help me, I became a lot less organized. And I'm, like, the complete opposite. I always have to fade down my songs at the right time because I always pick too many songs.
Tell listeners about your genre.
Oh, yeah. So my genre, so in the very, very beginning, I think I did a few different shows with a few different music. I did like world music, and then I did international, and then I did, I don't know, maybe country here and there, but then I got into jazz, and I created this huge jazz playlist that I just would play every time, and I would have songs that I, like, every show that I hadn't played, but I could just keep the same playlist, because one day I just added, like, a million songs.
Where did your taste for jazz come from?
It came, I think, from my family. It's like jazz is something that we always have on in the background. My mom and my dad, they just play jazz in the background. And so I think it kind of just came from that. And then once I started getting into jazz, I got more into jazz. But I actually don't listen to jazz much outside of the radio station. But here I really enjoy it. And my DJ name is DJ Z. And I think if I would have known that I was going to, like, be, like, a serious DJ here and, like, come here this often, I would have had a way more fun DJ name.
You still have the rest of the summer before you go off to college. So if you want to explore what mm-hmm. your new DJ name would be,
yeah, I might.
I'd encourage that.
Yeah, I think I'm going to because everyone calls me Z anyway. So, yeah.
I think DJ Z is a great DJ name. Thank it's you. Very fitting, and there hasn't been another one. So
okay, well, yeah. Perfect. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right, Ash?
I got started by, I think it was one of the classes for, like, it was either audio engineering or one of the classes for audio things, because at that time I was just into producing and doing different random things on my computer. So I did that class, and then I think it was Beth that was like, do you want to do a radio show? So I did one and loved it. And at that time, I was really into like pop and just like random music. So it's definitely changed from now, but it was definitely a fun show and fun first shows because it was random things, but it was also just whatever I was listening to at the time. So it's a good way to look back and see how my taste has changed. But it was an interesting moment.
And you can disagree with me, but at your younger ages, you always had a very upbeat radio show. And we have lots of videos of you, like, rocking out in the studio. It was always very upbeat. Do you agree?
Yeah, yeah. It was definitely a fun show. Definitely, like, good vibes. But yeah. Seen a few of those videos and it looks fun.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun. And I would say that I remember you playing a lot of 80s and 90s rock at the beginning too.
Yeah. Yeah, I've stuck with that for sure, especially recently. Just learning different songs on the guitar so that I want to play them on the radio. And yeah, with the first few shows, I really just got that from my dad of he just listened to 90s. Rock and all that and classic rock, so I've always listened to that, so I wanted to play some of that on the radio, and because why not?
So in a minute we're going to spend some more time reminiscing on your shows, but I would love for you to kind of talk about how they have evolved and how you and your radio show and your involvement with ASYAP has evolved to where you are now.
Yeah, when I was in eighth grade, I got offered to be an intern at ASYAP, and that's definitely been, like, the biggest involvement through the whole program. And, yeah, I have a public affairs show, and that's super awesome.
Tell us about Soul Connection.
Okay. Well, yeah, for our internship, we all have to have, like, something that we kind of do regularly, and Adele brought up the idea of a public affairs show, and I was like, oh, cool. And so it's about mental health, and I really like how it's about mental health because so many things have to do with mental health, and, like, we've interviewed so many people and talked about so many different things because mental health has to do with so many different things, and I think that's why I've enjoyed it so much, it's because like it's such a diverse topic, and we've had like really like happy shows and more sad shows, and I think that's really cool. And so yeah, I've been doing it monthly
for 4 years.
Yeah, for 4 years, and it's gone by super fast. I could talk on and on about it.
Well, I think that you have evolved so much in that regard, especially when the first year or two that you were doing Soul Connection, it was much more of like a Q&A type show, and it was pretty structured. And I think we do it together along with Sarah Fetishin, and I just remember it was kind of hard to mm-hmm. get the conversation really going, get things out.
Yeah.
And now it's the polar opposite. Mm-hmm. We hit record. Sometimes we don't even have a plan. We have mm-hmm. a 30-minute conversation in 5 minutes somehow. Mm-hmm. And we look down and it's 30 minutes and mm-hmm. we've barely scratched the surface.
Yeah. And that's like the amazing part of it. And for one of my, I had like a scholarship interview, and she was like, oh, tell me about the Andy Zinke Youth Empowerment Program. And I was like, talked about my podcast. And I think that, a huge part of like Soul Connection, I've really come out of my shell, and I've become, I think I'm definitely more of an extrovert now because of it. And like we were saying, it used to be like I had to have this list of questions that mm-hmm. I was going to ask people, and I was like, oh, I need to think of follow-up questions. And I think sometimes I wouldn't even be involved in the conversation because I was trying to think of like follow-up questions. And now I like this space is like my comfort space, and I love sitting here, and I feel so comfortable talking on the radio and like even talking to people just in general. And I think like my love language has become asking questions. I always say that.
Yeah, I have the opportunity to hear you introduce yourself in a lot of different contexts. And that's almost always something that you say, that you love asking questions and mm-hmm. getting curious and getting to know people. Do you think that that came from your yeah. experience here?
Yeah, totally. I love asking questions, and like just, I don't know. It just comes naturally now, and it definitely didn't used to. So, yeah, I think that's definitely come from here. Yeah.
What about you, Ash? How have you evolved from your 10 or so self to now in this space?
I've definitely evolved by just becoming more confident to talk in front of people and interview people, especially by doing the Take a Minute podcast, just by having to interview random people that maybe I've seen once or maybe I've never seen before, but being able to sit down with them and interview them and then go and actually have a good conversation, and not, it was definitely scripted, but not have it to be completely just going down a checklist of questions and then not knowing where to go from there. Because now I have the Amped magazine and I have my own show, and I'm go to open mics and play music, and it's definitely taught me how to be more extroverted and be able to express myself, feel confident.
Leadership skills, maybe?
And have some leadership skills. And have some community broadcasting of myself.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa.
That wasn't scripted.
Nope, on a whim, right there, proving it. But just being able to, like, interview people and expand my ability to just be confident in what I want to do and how I want to show myself and who I want to talk to and be around by just being in the great community that KD&K is. It's just introduced me to a lot of cool people that I'm really close with now and probably always will be. And that's just come from doing shows and being able to put myself out there, and just learn that by doing shows and being able to feel confident that I can just be who I want to be and say what I want to say.
That was beautiful, Ash. I'm not going to talk anymore because I'm going to cry. Andy?
I definitely agree with the confident thing. I mean, talking on the radio, you don't know how many people are listening, but every once in a while you get a call and you're like, wow, there are people listening. That's pretty cool. And they're always good calls, for the most part. But I'd also say with my shows, like I used to be confined a little bit. I'd still go mix up the genres, but I'd play what my dad listened to. And I was kind of like scared to branch out because I didn't quite know enough about other genres. But And I also, like Beth said, I'd have my set list and I'd have every single song and they had to like transition. And I think now I show up to the studio with a song in mind and I just start listening early in the day. And that's how the genres come, because like I'll just put on my playlist has maybe a couple thousand songs on it and I'll just pick a song and go, that's the one. And then the show just kind of goes from there. And, you know, so like sometimes I know I said like I get 58 minutes exactly, but sometimes I'm like next song, I'm like, yeah, this is the one, and I just play it next. So I sort of like figured out how to come up with things on the spot that work together. And that is kind of like the creative process, because then I actually like every song that comes after it. I don't like get caught up like, oh, I thought this was good, but it actually doesn't really quite fit.
My jaw just dropped, actually, because I haven't been in the studio with you for years and years and years. And I just assumed that you were always super planned with your playlist. Like, I didn't know you evolved to this DJ that just creatively put it together on the fly. Wow. It's amazing how people change.
Look at the growth and the evolution. Is there either like a moment or a project that sticks out to you from your time at ASYEP? Something that is funny or embarrassing or particularly poignant or impactful that you always think of when you think of ASYEP?
A moment for me was during COVID. I made pre-recorded shows with my dad at my house, and I'd put them together and I'd record it all and I'd do it, and it would take the whole show time because we'd play the songs and then put the talking break in, play the songs and all that. And so it was like doing an actual show, but it was at home, and then it would play a week later on the air. So yeah, that really sticks out. It was unique, but
it was very unique because I was really struggling to get the radio programmed during COVID. And I reached out to your dad, Malcolm, and you guys were all for it. You wanted something creative to do, and you just did it perfectly, to the point where we had those during that time slot. We had it as backup in case somebody got sick during COVID. So Andy's FM with AM was programmed, and there were totally all these different genres. Like, you'd send me a reggae show, and then you'd send me a soul and funk show, and straight up classic rock. And I just want to thank you and your dad publicly once again for helping me get through COVID and helping the radio station get through COVID, because I was scrounging there for a while. So thank you for piloting that for us.
Talk about exactly an hour long.
Those shows perfect. Were exactly. You had to be exactly to the T, 1 hour.
So when I think of ASYEP, I think of the 25th birthday party. And I don't know why. I mean, I think of a lot of things, but lately that's what I've been thinking of, because like it made me so happy to like be in this little town and like see all of these amazing people that I've like grown up around. And I had just gotten back from a rafting trip, and everyone was like asking about my rafting trip and asking how I am. And I got to talk on the stage and I got to help run a booth, and everyone was just like having fun and eating ice cream and like talking. And I don't know why, that day just was so like nostalgic and wholesome for me. And I just like, it just felt so like community and together, and I loved it. And that's how ASYEP and KDNK feels in general. But that day I got to see all of my people from radio, and it was really special. And like, I think that goes for like First Fridays and the block party. I didn't make it this year, but last year the block party and like Dandelion Days and stuff like that. I just love like connecting through that.
Yeah. For me, it's really the 24-hour takeover, especially past 3 years or so. It's just post-COVID. It's just been really fun because you have everyone that you've either heard on the radio or have done shows with or seen in the station or anything all at once, and you're all just kind of hanging out, partying, listening to good music, and there's always cupcakes or cookies or something fun, a game. We do the, you dress up on one of the days or all of them, and it's just a really good time to kind of be together, and that really sticks out as a moment of like, I'll remember though that forever, just because it shows what type of community we've built at KD&K and at ASYAP, of we can all come together and it's all okay, and we can all just hang out and play music and do whatever. We don't have to just do a show and then leave. We can all stay after the show or come early or come in at a random time at midnight and say hello, and it's fine because it all works out because we all know what we're doing and we all know each other, and it just creates good memories.
Ash, I'll never forget you just kept coming back during the 24-hour takeovers with different costumes, because we always do it around Halloween, and you'd like have a wardrobe change and then come back and then go home and bring more snacks and just keep popping in. And that first 24-hour takeover that we did 4 years ago, you just helped me so much by staying energized and keep coming back. So thank you so much for being one that always shows up. And you too, you both did that morning early, Andy and Ash with a few other young middle school boys, came in into that early Sunday morning show with James Steinler. Do you remember that? Maybe.
Yes.
I have a great picture of it. So,
yes.
But anyway, thank you for really just taking the 24-hour takeover and running with it, because it's now a very solid event that everyone looks forward to. So really appreciate you guys putting energy behind that.
So now Beth and I get to sit here in front of these three 18-year-olds, and it's a little weird and a little wonderful. And I'm curious how has your involvement in the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program shaped the people, the adults, that you are today? I know it's a really big question. You can think about what skills you've gained or how it's impacted your personal development or what experiences have been valuable, or think about what your life would have been like without ASYAP. Ash is like, thumbs down, absolutely not.
Couldn't imagine it without it.
Yeah, I definitely can't imagine my life without it, because I actually just wrote a letter, the eBlast letter, and I feel like I said it best there. Like, I sat there, and it was only had to be like 150 words, but I sat there and like really thought about what I wanted to say, because I could talk about this forever. But I feel like I've really just like, I'm such a different person because of it. And like, I feel so safe walking into this building. Like, when I walk in, I like see people I know. I say hi, they ask how I am, and they care how I am. And like, I doesn't feel like that anywhere else. And like, I can come in and like cry to you, and it doesn't feel like that anywhere else. Like, it's so special. And like, I've just really had like the most amazing connections and like the most amazing opportunities. Like, roundtable events are so special to me, and like my podcast has become so special to me, and I've met the most amazing people. But yeah, I think that's the main thing, is just like a real sense of community that is really hard to gain elsewhere. And yeah, like when I see like a radio person outside of the radio, it's always so amazing, and like, I don't know, it's been very special, and I will forever like support this radio station and this program, because I feel like it really does like have an everlasting impact on the people involved, because it really has had an impact on me. So
yeah, starting out doing my first shows, I was just kind of a normal kid. Like, I just did whatever I did and hung out with the friends I had at that moment and went to the park and did random things. But now I have this whole group of friends that we go to punk shows and rock shows and go to open mics and play music and start zines together and do shows and go to all these different like First Fridays, and it's just been so amazing. It's built this community for me that like I probably never would have met these people or made this connection in the same way that I have without coming to ASYAP or KD&K at all, because it's just, introduced me to people and shown me that there's people that are interested in what I'm interested in, and I can actually build a community and friends based off of that. And it's kind of expanded my view of the world, of who I'm able to be and who I'm able to interact with and what I'm able to do, just because of the people that do shows here and people I've met through different events like the block party and First Friday and going to the record sale at Potato Days and all those things. Just seeing the same people just builds those connections that I would never have had without coming here or doing shows or anything that it's brought.
Okay, I can't follow that up. I'd say, like we ever say every single time we're on the air, and we say, build confidence and leadership skills, and I've said it a million times, I can't even say it now, but I'd say, like, talking skills, I can talk, you know, talk to adults and people, and that's a big important skill. I got my Eagle Scout talking to people, and I don't know if I could have done that if I wasn't on the air. There was a lot of talking to people involved in that, and so you know, I'd say that's big. I'd say the shows that I do, I get a chance to show my music. You know, I like to listen to music and find niche stuff, and it might not actually be niche, but I listen to it and I'm like, that's cool, I want to play that. What how could I play that and like show people? And I could put it on air, you know, and then, you know, share my favorite music, because you can't just keep your favorite music pent up inside. So I'd say that's a pretty big deal. And it's also just super cool. Not everyone can say that they were on the radio when they were a kid. And so I can say that. And you know, it's a chance. My grandparents listen to my radio show every time I do it. And so it's a chance I get to connect with them, you know, so my family can listen to it. And that's very cool.
Building off what you were just saying, Andy, just as I've done shows and met people, I've just been introduced to so many different genres of music that have led me to deep dives and artists and everything that without being on the radio, I would have never been able to either be introduced or learn about it and be able to play it for other people to be introduced to it and share my favorite songs or artists or moments of a random little encounter back in 1973 or some random song that got recorded, but I love it, so now I can share it with other people and maybe they'll love it or they can introduce me to something new.
Aren't we so lucky? It's so beautiful. When I was standing out at family block party on Friday, I was thinking about just that, like how lucky we are to be a part of this magical, weird little community that only exists here. Before we talk about what's next for all of you, I would love if you could try to explain or describe that magic in a couple sentences each. How would you describe the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program and KDNK to someone who doesn't know anything about it? And I don't mean like we have an internship program and podcasts and radio shows. I mean, how do you describe that feeling to someone?
I'd say that KDNK, it's like super unique and eclectic is what I'd say. I mean, it's a small town vibe. I think that's the best way to explain it. Would only exist here in Carbondale.
I would describe it as a random little community of people from a trillion different backgrounds that have come together and made something super special that will carry on forever and has connected people in ways that no one can really imagine, because it'll carry on forever and expand, and it's this amazing community that is everything.
I think I would describe it as just like a very self-empowering place and a very inspiring place. And like, I always leave here, whether it's a radio show or a DJ meeting or an intern meeting or my podcast or whatever it might be, like leaving inspired. I don't think I've left here once like, oh, that sucked. Like, I hear cool stories and I don't know. I always feel like, yeah, very confident and inspired and like I learned something new. So yeah, it's really special.
Well, it's just a pleasure to sit here and listen to you all reflect. And I would like to say the way that you can articulate yourselves really demonstrate what this program is. Because when I met you as 10, 11-year-olds, you definitely weren't speaking as eloquent as you are. And you guys summarize your experience so well to the point of bringing Adele and I to tears a little bit. But you guys really just speak volumes about what this program does for the community and does for kids and what KD&K represents in our town and our valley and beyond these airwaves. So thank you so much for just growing as communicators, because you guys just speak so great and so powerful and passionate. So congratulations.
Yeah, and we wouldn't be here without you guys.
You probably would be. That's what, speaking to what Ash was saying, you probably would be.
We wouldn't. We wouldn't. You brought us into this world, and we thank you for it.
Your parents did that.
This world, the world of Kitty and Kay.
Your parents did that.
Well, thank you for being a part of it, because this program, as it is now, wouldn't exist without you. You are what makes it so special and unique and beautiful. So thank you. Okay. Now, I think there's only one thing left to know, which is you are all about to go off into the next chapter of your lives. And I hope that you come back here very, very often, or I will cry, and not in a good way. So what's next for you three? Where are you headed in the fall? And tell us a little bit about it.
I'm going to CU Boulder, and I'll study environmental design. And hopefully I get to play club baseball there. But yeah, I'm super excited.
Will radio go with you?
If I have time.
I'm also going to CU Boulder, and I'm going into elementary education and hoping to get very involved there. And I don't necessarily know what those things are yet, but I hope I can take radio with me, and I really hope I can take my podcast with me. So
I'm going to DePaul in Chicago, and I'm going to be doing a digital media design degree. And hopefully I'm taking radio with me. I know there is a radio station there, so if I can get in, I will go. And I'll be playing music with people and trying to build the same community here, there, because it's been amazing. So try and continue it and grow it wherever I can.
I know these aren't your real parting words with Az yet, because you'll have other shows before you go off to college, and hopefully you'll come back. Like I said, we want to see you at our 50th birthday party when you're in your 40s. I sure hope so. Is there anything else that you want to share with the listeners before we wrap up?
The DJs appreciate it when you call in.
Thank you for tuning in, and keep tuning in for years to come.
I don't think I can say it in a few words, but just keep doing what you're doing, Az, and to the listeners, get involved in radio and music and like public speaking, because it truly has had an impact on my life. So that's word of advice. Mm-hmm.
Thank you to all three of you for an amazing impact you've made on the Andy Zanke Youth Empowerment Program. You're all very special people. And I've said this a few times in the past 13, 14 years, but if Azyep had a wall of fame, all three of you would be on it.
All I want to say is watch out, world, because you're about to get three incredible young adults. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening.